May I please apologize? Mm-hmm. May I please apologize, honorable members? We started the meeting here at 26. S36. What? This one at the corner here. S36 at 8:30. So I indicated to the chairperson that I was going to leave at 9 o'clock. But I don't know what happened. So I really apologize, comrades. I really apologize.
Accepted, chairperson. Accepted.
The only thing that we have are minutes. So we can just look at minutes. We don't have to adopt them now. But just make sure that members have received the minutes. And then from there, we can have a few questions and so on. And then we can close the meeting. Our program for special pensions and the NSF, their department and treasury have asked us that they would like to prepare themselves. So we indicated to them that we don't have a problem. So we will just juggle around with our program. But for the purpose of today's meeting, we will just present the minutes to honorable members and then just go through them, and then the adoption can come later. So the apologies that we have here, Ntate Dikgale is sick. Oh, Mama, I'm sorry, Mama. Ntate Dikgale, man, sorry. Yeah, Ntate Dikgale, sniper, is ill. And then Mr. Dikgale, we have an apology. Mr. Pretorius, an apology. Miss Mabetla, we have an apology. So after the minutes, honorable members, that will be all. Honorable Dennis, you have something to say?
Sorry.
No, I thought your hand was up.
Chairperson, I endorse the agenda for the meeting.
Oh, okay.
I endorse it.
Thank you very much. Honorable Minister.
Thank you, Chair. I just have two issues. If you look at the minutes for the 18th of January.
Oh, okay. Okay, Minister, we haven't started. Is there any other thing before we start with looking at the minutes? Honorable
Chairperson, if you can just indicate what dates of minutes.
That's right.
Yeah, and then, yeah, okay. That's all.
Okay. Now we have 11 sets of minutes. Do we all have copies of the minutes?
11.
Any honorable member without copies?
You can take this apart, all my copies.
Okay, we all have copies. Can we start with January? January 18 on Tuesday, and then we'll come to January 25, and then we'll come to February, then we'll come to March, in that sequence. After March, we have got 11 March, and then we have got 26 May. We have 26 May. We have two June, and we have 9 June, and then we have 23 June. And then we have 30th June, and then we have 25th August. That is 11. May we start, honorable members, with 18 January. These honorable members present, Democratic Party, and then apologies, and then opening and welcome. Are we on page 1 of 18th January, honorable members?
Jefferson, I don't have that minutes. That's why I want to participate, but I don't have it with me.
You don't have 18 January?
No, I don't have it. No, thank you very much. No, she has just delivered it.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much. Chair, but let me participate now.
Because I'm having this one. You see, on the 18th, I see even on the 25th, my name is not there. Even with apologies.
Okay.
I know for a fact when I'm busy, I will always tender my apology. That yes. is what I have noticed here on this one. Can it please be corrected?
Okay. This is 18 January.
18 January, yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. In respect of the minutes for the 18th of January, I recall being present and I recall Mr. A. Watson not being present. I wonder if the record could be checked and checked against the PMG record of the meeting. I was present.
Okay. Honourable Member.
No, Chairperson, I noticed that I was also not recorded on the 25th of January.
Can we deal with the 18th January, Honourable Monsieur, and then pass to 25th?
No, Chairperson.
Yeah, let me correct this. I know that I went through this the 18th.
That's right.
I was present when the chairperson was elected. I know that.
Okay.
So it's not an apology. I was present.
Okay.
Because this minutes of the 18th was about electing.
That's right.
Yeah. That's I went right. through it now.
So we were in G26.
Yeah, I was present.
That's right.
Yeah, and I proposed your name first, and then somebody else, I checked it. Well, it's fine.
Yeah, okay. Honorable members, is there any other issue on the 18th of January?
I wasn't there, but my name is here.
Huh? Okay, thank you, honorable members. We are done with 18th January. Can we get to 25th January? present apologies.
Chairperson, again, apologies. I know that I was not here at this meeting on the 25th, but I see that my apology is not recorded.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was page 1. Page 2. Honorable member.
I put apology on this date, but it doesn't appear here.
Okay. Honorable.
Chair, I was present at the meeting, and it's not recorded in the minutes. Will it? Could you please ensure that it's corrected?
Okay.
No, I can't. No, Jefferson, I don't know the method that has been used to write this, type this minutes, because whether you are present or you apologize or you're absent, there should be an indication that one was absent or present or has sent an apology. So, because as a member of parliament, it makes it very irresponsible if your name is not appearing at all. It means if you are not going to that meeting, you are absent. So there should be an indication of absence and apologies. So I remember I was not in this meeting, but I've apologized.
Okay.
So all the sets of minutes, and may I also request that we should not have a dozen of minutes like this, because we'll have this confusion. Maybe we have 3-2 meetings and then adopt the minutes and so forth.
Okay.
Because it caused a problem then. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable. There must be a section for absenteeism. Page 2. Okay, thanks, honorable members. Can we get to page, you are still on 25, General. Can we get to February, 4th of February? The 4th of February. Present apologies.
Again, here on the 4th of February, my name is not recorded at apologies.
Honorable Minister.
Thank you, Chair. I was present at this meeting and it's not recorded. I would ask you if it would be corrected.
That is page 1. Page 2. Two documents were distributed in this meeting, just to familiarize members with their functions during this session. Page 3. Page 4. Thanks, honorable members. Okay.
No. Thank you, Chairperson. I just have got a request to our our researchers, especially on these minutes. When I went through these minutes of the 4th of February, I think it's loaded with can I say a lot of information or things that must be done. Can our researchers go into this, pick up all of those things that needs to be done, and maybe organize them into something that we can keep on reminding ourselves on what needs to be done. There are things like recommendation on page 3, recommendations to be submitted midterm in the life of, that is page 3, number 4, on top. There are a lot of things that needs to be done in these minutes. Midterm in the life of a particular parliament and a final report to be submitted at the end of the life of that parliament, so that we mustn't miss some of these things. All in all, what I'm trying to say, if you go through these minutes, there are a lot of things that needs to be. For instance, on page 2, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th paragraph. But if Parliament is not sitting at the time, the President must summon the JSC on defense to meet expeditiously, but not later than 14 days after the employment started. We need to check whether that is the case. Meet and do what? And there's something about the committee cannot have less than 37 members. And somewhere in the minutes it is said that the chairpersons will have to talk to whoever about this number. I should think we missed that, we forgot some of these things. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Member. Researchers on some of the issues that have been raised. I think some of them, fortunately, we were able to put them in the program, but some of them we have to follow up on them. The issue of the attendance and the issue of the membership, that was dealt with by the Office of the Chief Whip, but it is still being pursued, because it seems like legislation will have to be put across, and then the constitution has to be changed. That clause 223 of the constitution, because your committee is formed in accordance to the constitution. It is the constitution that gave rise to the formation of the Joint Standing Committee on Defense. And to do specific things. So now it's just the arrangement which has been done by the Office of the Two Chief Whips to ensure that the committee becomes functional. But it still has to go through the process. So that's one thing, that we have to receive the report from the Chief Whips. We'll pursue it with the chairperson and then brief the committee about the developments in that regard. We are on 4 March. Yeah.
Yeah, just an addition on page 2.
Which ones?
The second, still on the 4th of February.
4th of February, Honorable Members.
The second last paragraph. It explains or what must happen.
That's right.
Meaning that these are some of the things that we should have followed up. That's why I'm saying, if you collate them, then maybe I put them on my wall and see and keep on ticking, or which ones did I do. Thank you.
That's right. Thanks, Honorable Member. For March, present a list of apologies. Opening, presenter. We remember this was the interim commission report that we received in Mark's building. Copies of the interim report were made available to honorable members. Any member who does not have a copy of the interim commission, the copy will be made available. Page 2, honorable members, most of these issues are issues for the program of the committee. So some of them have been isolated, but you still have a lot with respect to oversight and so on and so on. Honorable Chair, and then Honorable Blue.
Page 2.
Then Honorable Mutimele.
Page 2, even if this one is not numbered. 2.2. If you go through it, bullet points number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. From bullet point number 11 up to the end of the bullet points, that is a repetition. It's a repetition as from bullet point number 4. If you check bullet point number 4 and bullet point number 11. Those two, you'll see that from bullet point number 11 going downwards, it's a repetition of bullet point number 4.
Correct.
Going downwards.
Transport. Career management. Honorable Bloom.
Chairperson.
Seriously, you see, I want to follow up what Miner have said about capturing of attendance. It's very much important. You know, it will go back to the political party where you belong. And these things have an impact on your performance in parliament. You see, on the 4th of March, I know for a fact that the late Bishop Dolo was in this meeting. I know, because he briefed me. I was not here, but my name is also not on the apology list. But I know that he gave me a briefing on this report of the commission. But his name does not appear here. I'm saying that let us, because we are signing, there's a list here that we are signing, attendance register that we are signing here. And I'm very much sure that list can't lie. If the secretary is sitting with that list, she will get the correct information from that.
Okay. Yeah, we'll take it up with the secretary to make sure that we structure our format to capture the present, the apologies, and the absent. We'll take it up, and also the circulation of the attendance register. Yeah. Thank you, Honorable Member.
Honorable. Same issue, but I have to say that my name should be spelled correct the system. It must not be Mutimele Bloom, nor Mutimele.
On this minute, Okay. Page 3, honorable members. Honorable Chairperson.
Page 3. Can I just emphasize again that we will solve this problem, and you must bear with us because it's for the first time we do minutes. So it means it's for the first time we realize there's such a problem. If maybe we had done minutes before, we would have picked it up. So just bear with us. It will definitely be corrected. On page 3, paragraph number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, spelling mistake, unless if it's written in Afrikaans, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, paragraph number 5, line number 3, material acquisition. Spelling mistake.
Okay.
Unless it was deliberate to write it in Afrikaans.
Okay. Thanks, Honorable. 11 March.
Just to remind whoever wrote the minutes that I'm not a member of the Democratic Alliance. Maybe I can be in the NFP, not the Democratic Alliance.
Hey, our apologies, honorable member. Our apologies. We'll take these issues up. We'll take them up. Apologies, honorable member. Honorable Manir, we have just removed him.
Chair, I was present at this meeting. My name is not recorded. I would like that corrected, please.
Okay. Page 1, honorable members. Page 2. Honorable Chairperson.
Under resolution, bullet point number 2, the program was adopted pending to change due to parliamentary problems. Does that make any sense to me? Pending to change.
Yeah, you are correct, Honorable Mike. What we had said that time was that depending on the program, what we would do, on our own program, not the parliamentary program, depending on the submissions to the program, we may be able to amend our own program. But nevertheless, that our program should be able to ensure that it does not clash with the parliamentary program. So there are additions that we are expecting from members with respect to the committee program. When we finalized it, we opened the gap to say there can be probably space for additions. Not that it will change due to the program of parliament. Thank you, Honorable Maki. No, it's not right. It will be corrected. It's not right. May 26, honorable members. Honorable Mani.
Chair, I was present at this meeting and my name is recorded by some miracle.
Thank you, Honorable Ma'am.
Sir.
Honorable Ratsumo, you'll inform us if we omitted you and you were in the meeting.
Chairperson, I've been omitted. Maybe the attendance register can verify. I was in that meeting, I remember very well.
Page 2, honorable members. The meeting was in V474 or V47, whatever. Honorable members will note that some of these issues which are highlighted under 2.1 on progress made on recommendations, these are some of the issues which were dealt with in the workshop that we had in Pretoria. But as we can well imagine, there's a lot of follow-ups that needs to be done here, which would inevitably be matters for the program. There's quite a lot. Page 3. Page 4, honorable members, recommendations.
Thank you, Chairperson. This minute again, like the ones that I indicated earlier on, I would like the researchers to get into this and pick up those areas that we still need to check on. Even this one, it's overloaded. We will need a facility management strategy. We will need the promotion policy. We will need a plenary council that has been established. We will need a mobility exit mechanism. SANDAF works formation, all of those things, we will need to follow on them. So I would like you to pick on some of those things so that we definitely know. We need oversight on those things, or we will need them to come and report whether these things have been implemented or whatever. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. The 2nd of June, 2 June, 2nd of June, Honorable Chairperson.
I can see here the chairperson absconded and he didn't even apologize.
Page 2.
Thank you.
Honorable Chair.
Can I just say, even if I wasn't in this meeting, even this one, when I went through the minutes, there's something that the chairperson of the board said, they don't have information, they're still going to gather the information and they will bring it to us. Can you pick that up in here? I don't know what page is it here. Thank you.
Page 3, honorable members. Page 4, 9 June. Page 2.
Minister Khadev and Kwale officials.
Huh?
Are they officials?
Who?
Khadev, Minister Khadev and Kwale.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they are not officials. Officials in attendance. Yeah, we'll ask our secretary to put them on the correct slot. Thank you, honorable member. Page 4. June 23rd, 2011. Because we are not adopting the minutes today, we are asking honorable members to go through them so that on the day on which we are going to adopt them, if members have picked up certain issues, then they may be able to raise them. That is page 1, honorable members. Page 2, honorable chairperson.
Yeah, I realize that even this one is not numbered. On page 2, 2.3, where it starts with gender issues. The second sentence says, currently presentations on gender issues are made at the War College. I'm not sure whether we have a war college. Do we have?
Honorable Ratsuma?
Yes, we have. I think what it should have read is that as part of the curriculum of the war college. And
is
the,
it called the war college?
Yes.
Okay. No. I thought it was something else.
We have a war college.
Yes.
Page 3. Page 4. 30 June 2011. When these minutes come back, they shall have been properly made in terms of your presence, apologies, all those will be registered properly. Even absenteeism, all that will be registered properly. Page 2. June 30. Yeah, Honorable Chapter.
Page 2, 2.1, bullet point number 1. Matériel.
That's a very difficult name to spell.
Material.
That sounded like it. What is it?
Defense material.
I don't know why. Material or something like that.
There's a material in defense, but it's not this one.
I can confirm, sir, that in Arms Corps' annual report and even in the documents, it is spelled like that. It is just that the E needs that slash on top of it, but that's the way it's normally spelled, sir.
There's a defense material, but I'm not quite sure if this is the one that is being mentioned here. Because it seems like it refers to personnel, not to material. This one refers to material, not the personnel. There is the one that is like this, that has got a slash. Honorable
It's written like this. I know that around 2005 they changed it. I don't remember what the justification was in both the Department of Defense and Arms Corps. So what they are saying here is that the role of Arms Corps is to acquire defense material or material. The way I don't know what the difference exactly, why it was changed. But he's right, it is written this way.
Yeah, I thought it was professional. Okay, it's fine. We will just do a little bit of research.
You're just being mysterious.
It's part of the team.
It's equipment and everything like that. It's a hardware. But I'm not sure that
Okay, honorable members, we'll have a look at it. The name does exist, and the copy as well.
Yeah.
It does exist. It's something that is there. But I wasn't quite sure if... For hardware, they refer to it. I thought it's for personnel. Page 3 and page 4. Please read the minutes, honorable members, and the next time we come. Page 1 of 25th of August. Honorable Chairperson.
Discussion 2.1, let us form the president.
Where are you?
Page 1.
Page 1. 2.1. Oh, let us. Okay, fine. Let us form the president. Let us form the president. Page 2. Page 3. Okay. Okay, honorable members, that was the last of our minutes. Honorable members still have the chance to look at the minutes. And then once you have any corrections, please inform the chairperson's secretaries. Then we'll put things together. And then we'll refer everything to the committee secretary to finalize the minutes. Honorable Meneer and Honorable Mayine.
Chair, on this the meeting on the 25th, where we discussed the letters from the President, you will recall that you held the view that I had not tendered apologies for the oversight visit in Pretoria. You will also know that we've now had an opportunity to look at the record, and I would just like acknowledgement from you that you were in fact incorrect and that I did tender apologies.
Okay, honorable members, I said Manir did not provide an apology. Honorable Manir did not provide an apology for the meeting in Pretoria. His apology was actually offered. The only unfortunate circumstances was that we did not receive it when we opened the meeting. But nevertheless, I apologize for saying Honorable Manir did not offer an apology. Honorable Manir did offer an apology. I want to go on record. I apologize. Thank you, Honorable Members.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Member. As part of our program,
Okay, so thank you very much.
You are noted, Honorable.
With your indulgence and with due respect, you know, having gone through this exercise, all of us, I've got an impression, which I may be wrong, that the chairpersons themselves has not gone through the minutes. Because the opus morandi is that the chairpersons and secretary will sit, and the secretary will prepare and sit with the leadership, which is yourselves, so that in this meeting, we comment, not yourselves commenting. So if that has not happened, I think it's something that must happen in the future. With due respect, chairperson, because you must bring a product that must come here. It's that you, as both chairpersons, must know. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks. Honorable Mbuni?
On that note of the attendance of the oversight that meeting in Pretoria, we were on an oversight in the NCOP. When we were phoned, my apology was conveyed. It's just in, wherever that thing is recorded, my apology was conveyed.
Thanks. Okay. Thank you, Honorable Mbuni. Yeah, Honorable Bloom.
Yeah, on that point, Chair.
Chair, you know, we want to be part of the committee. Really, we want to participate in the committee. But now and then there's clashes of, like last week, I think it was last week or the week before last. Last week, with the SALGA conference, there was also something with you, with the defense committee, isn't it? But then I had to, no, it was not with you, it was not. But in the future, can you please also communicate with the other chairpersons of the other committees to check if we are not going to other things? I really want to participate in this committee, Chair. That's a plea from my side. Okay. I'm following up what Comrade Louis have said now.
Okay. Honorable Mayine, the chairpersons did receive the minutes from the committee clerk, and the minutes were read. The problem was that the members have just received the minutes today. It would disadvantage the members for chairpersons to rattle through So we thought the opportunity for members to receive. I read the minutes myself, but what you are saying with respect to us leading you in the minutes, you are correct, Honorable. Can I finish, Chief? Maybe that is what we should do in future. And the other thing is, maybe in future what we should be doing is to have all the chairpersons sitting with the whips and then with our committee secretary as a collective, and then read the minutes together and then make amendments together. I think that is a very good proposal. So that is something that we will take on board. So you are correct, Honorable Member, again, when you say, when the chairperson says it is the first time we deal with minutes. So in future, I think we should, on the issue of minutes, work as a collective, so that when we present them to members, at least as the whip, Louis and Masia and the chairpersons have gone through the minutes together. Thank you for the contribution, Honorable Mahini. Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Mahini. Okay. Okay.
Chair, just a comment on the program. You'll be aware that the department have now embarked on possibly the most important process in the Defence Force in the last 10 years, and that is the Defence Review. I would have thought that it is imperative that this committee spends a substantial amount of time with the South African Defence Review Committee, so that we can carefully look into the process and how it will play out over the next 6 months. It really is a very important process, and we need to not only have oversight of that process, but I think also be part of that process. And I think it's something that needs to be looked at quite seriously.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, Honorable Members, I hope you understand the issue that Honorable Manir is raising. Because in all the reviews, Joint Defense has been a participant. And also the members of the review committee have been in touch most of the time with the Joint Standing Committee on Defense. So it means as part of our program, we also have to interact with them and also identify the role that we can be able to play in the review. If there is not any other matter, Honorable Members. Oh, okay, lastly, our meetings so far are on the... Most of our meetings, we have tried to speak to the chief whips. They've been able to be kind to grant us a Thursday. A Thursday at 8 o'clock. So if Honorable Members can make just Thursday 8 o'clock and then we adjourn at 9:45 because there are caucuses. Please, Honorable Members, please. Honorable Blue?
Let me just correct you, Chair. They were not kind to grant us that permission. It is our right. When we are requesting something, it is part and parcel of our work. They have not do us a favor. Thanks, Chair.
Hey, we fall under a Friday slot, you know. That's where we fall. Yeah, but we'll just continue to engage with them. Thank you, Honorable Members. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.